What more could one expect of something new? A feast of saints and sinners, a homespun web of bold beginnings. This new world boasts a most collective stew. For what indeed could match this potpourri? Here the immigrant is plentiful, the pagan Indian colorful. This America seemed the ideal spot for me. The German and the Irish flock here with hope and family, and the melody of language fills the street. Like myself, there are the French who bring their old world common sense, while the Spanish bring their fine nobility. Here the tribal garb and manners of the free people of color seem strange to me when others are enslaved. This New Orleans, this melting pot, is overflowing with cast-offs who've been dragged or freely came across the waves. And here there's cheer in the streets as they shout out the windows, welcome to the new world of the Cajun and the Creole. Welcome to the new world, green and buffed up Europeans. Shake loose your pious shackles for some good old superstition. Welcome to the new world for a wealth of new beginnings. This port is filled with sailors bent on drunkenness and lechery, who quest a tavern filled with whores and rum. And while priests run rampant blessing any malcontent confessing, it's apparent they're outnumbered by the scum. The poet and the artist find these mean streets most romantic, enchanted by the bayou's sticky heat. In such civilized debauchery, a society built on sorcery could inspire the most illiterate of beasts. And here there's cheer in the streets as they shout out the windows, welcome to the new world of the Cajun and the Creole. Welcome to the new world, green and puffed up Europeans. Shake loose your pious shackles for some good superstition. Welcome to the new world for a wealth of new beginnings. So I think for me, a mansion on some reputable plantation would well be suit this nouveau pioneer. For I'm sold upon this city and the grand old Mississippi and the variations of cuisine that are here.